Well, good morning, everyone. Nice to be here this morning, and I'm going to give you a little update about the Public Health Accreditation Board's approach to U.S. territories and the work that we've been doing with them. No particular relationships, financial relationships to disclose. I should say, though, that I am retired from CDC. I need to update my bio blurb there. I am here representing the Public Health Accreditation Board because I'm a board member. David Stone from FAB is in the audience, has been doing some of this work and can help in answering questions also. Our objective in working with the territories is really, first of all, to make sure they're engaged in thinking about quality improvement and the standards that we have published as part of the process. How many of you know anything about a U.S. affiliated, particularly Pacific territories, because those are the ones we started with? So just a few. These jurisdictions, there are six U.S. affiliated jurisdictions. They cover thousands of islands over thousands of miles of sea, and many of them are very small. Some of them you can only get to by motorboat, and they're scattered throughout the Pacific. These islands involve multiple cultures, very different people with very different ideas, and lots of health issues, some major health issues. I had some experience working with folks there when I was at CDC and chaired a committee and got to work with some of the folks living out there. So FAB has as its charge, in addition to working with state, local, and tribal health departments, the territories. And one of the challenges is, how do we actually work with folks in jurisdictions like these who are scattered in this broad geographic area, who have these very particular needs and some very acute issues? So part of our work with them is really trying to think about how best to do that and how best to work with folks, and to really determine what the gaps are out there. What can the FAB standards really help people with? FAB did this with American Indian and Alaskan Native tribal members, had a major effort in really working with them to think about how applicable were standards that were developed for the rest of state and local health departments, and had a fairly successful engagement. Tribes were very involved. At one point, there was some discussion about, do we really need separate standards for tribes? And the answer was no, but we do need to think about the measures and look at what those measures need to be, because those might be different. So we have the same question, really, about the territories. Maybe just a little bit about FAB itself, the Public Health Accreditation Board. How many of you are familiar with FAB and the standards? That's good. I like to see that. Okay. So as you know, the Public Health Accreditation Board was chartered in 2007. We started receiving applications in September of 2011. As of today, we have 19 members accredited. We have over 225 departments who are in process at the point, including 21 states. So we're actually fairly pleased with the participation curve. I did want to mention something about a process we have that we call think tanks. How many of you know anything about think tanks? So some of you do. This is an idea that Kay Bender, our executive director, came up with a number of years ago. There are a number of fairly thorny issues and kind of unique developmental issues involved in developing an accreditation system. And so the way that we're approaching a number of these is to bring together people who are most knowledgeable about a lot of these issues and to really think about them in depth. and have just a really in-depth discussion about them. And this may be one time, it may be multiple times. Each issue is a little different. These are the think tanks that we've had so far. And as you can see, we had one initially around the tribes, and that really got us started thinking about how to do this special work with the tribes. So we have started in think tank-like work with the tribes, or with the territories and freely associated states at some of their regular meetings, and that's really gotten us started in this area. So as part of meeting with territorial representatives, these are the goals that we have in working with them to make sure that they understand what the process is of accreditation and that they have some familiarity with the standards and measures that are out there. But this is really intended to be a two-way kind of process. So we really need to understand what are the needs of the territories. What are the problems that they have? And as I said, these are really unique jurisdictions that have some very special kinds of problems that need some special understanding. We also need to understand what's their ability to actually work with standards and measures and achieve those. In this work, we've been mostly working with ASTO and CDC and PHOA, the Public Health Pacific Island Health Officers Association, which is the association that represents all of the jurisdictions in the Pacific. And in doing that, we do this really through the fact that many of them, all of them in the Pacific receive NIFI grant monies, which is the performance improvement monies. ASTO is charged with helping to coordinate these efforts. In fact, several of the Pacific Island jurisdictions are independent nations. They have a compact of free association with the U.S. So these are somewhat unique relationships that are involved here. So we started some of this work back just in 2012, and since each of them gets grant monies from the National Public Health Improvement Initiative, they have performance improvement managers for each of these jurisdictions that meet on a regular basis. And that's where we've really intersected with them, by meeting with these performance improvement managers. We have done a little work with Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands, but really a little less. We've had visits from FAB staff to these folks, and just in meeting with their senior leadership to have some discussion about what their thinking is about these, and to give them some familiarity with the standards and measures again. Just a note about the National Public Health Improvement Initiative. The kind of support that that initiative provides is to really get people to think about accelerating their accreditation readiness activities, to implement performance and improvement management practices and systems, and to implement and share practice-based evidence. So this really fits very well within the kind of activity we'd like to see happening in the territories. So what have we been doing with them? Well, the Pacific jurisdictions have really asked us for information. And so they wanted us to do a webinar series. We've made that available both online and on DVD, covering the FAB standards and measures, covering the 10 essential public health services, the 7 steps of our accreditation process, and how best to really assess and select documentation to meet the standards. We've also provided each of the jurisdictions with a physical set of the standards and measures. There are times when it's difficult for them to actually access the internet. Much of the work they do is really through satellites, so that's what we've been doing. we've held some learning sessions, and a lot of this is learning on FAB's part, so we really understand what their issues are. We met twice in 2012 with the PIMS, and in 2013 we had three different meetings with them. One of them, in fact, out in the Federated States of Micronesia, so we really got a sense of what's going on. We've also had meetings at some of their regular PIHOA meetings in Hawaii. So what are we going to do next? ASTO has been working with them and has been organizing the organizational self-assessments that they're doing, and we'll be doing some analysis of that and should be giving us, as FAB, some recommendations about how best to work with the territory. So that's really one of the big pieces we're expecting ASTO to give us and to be working with them on. And that should, in addition, help us provide them with the best kind of advice and direction that we can give them. So that's where we are in working with the territories. Thanks.